so wonderful.
这首是不是一个很美妙的诗歌
？Yes, this is our goal in our everyday life.
是，这就是我们每一天每一时刻的目标。
And this is also our goal in the 2014.
这也是我们在2014年的目标。
That's why the title of the message is "Give me this mountain, for it belongs to me."
所以今天的题目就是将这山给我，它是我的。
Give me this mountain, for it belongs to me.
将这山地给我，因为它是我的。
How about let's sing that chorus once again?
我们再来唱这首副歌。
Let's all stand up and sing.
我们都站起来唱。
We thank the Lord for all the many blessings He has given us in year 2013.
我们为着2013年神给我们各样的恩典感谢神。
And as our brother Jeffy last week had mentioned,
就像君凯弟兄上周所提到的
a lot of situations have happened among us.
在我们中间有许多的景况
a lot of situations that are so good that brings laughter to our faces.
有的时候这些景况是好的，让我们脸上带着笑容。
A situation that are not that pleasant that bring tears to our eyes.
但是也有悲哀的时刻，让我们脸上挂着泪痕。
Nevertheless, it's a fact that we are still here. It's altogether God's grace and God's mercy.
但是不管如何，今天我们还在这里坐在一起，这是神的恩典。
This is what we call blessing.
这就是我们所称为的祝福。
You see, a lot of times our heart towards the Lord always change.
因为经常我们的心向着神是有改变的。
Our heart sometimes grew hot or cold.
因为我们的心有的时候冷，有的时候热。
But God never changes.
但是神从来没有改变。
People change, situation change, but God never changes.
人会改变，事物都会改迁，但是神不会改变。
But because His faithfulness is unto all generations.
因为他的信实达到万代。
And we thank the Lord for that.
我们为着这个感谢神。
As we look forward to 2014.
当我们来仰望2014年的时候。
May this be our prayer.
愿意这成为我们的祷告。
Lord, bring me to higher ground.
主啊，带我到更高之地。
Give me this mountain, for it belongs to me.
将这山地给我，因为它是我的。
Okay. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Joshua.
让我们打开圣经到约书亚记。
We'll have a lot of verses to read.
我们有许多要读的章节。
I'll read it first in English, and our brother will translate.
我先来读英文，然后弟兄翻译。
Joshua chapter 9, verse 22 to 27.
约书亚记第九章二十二到二十七节。
Chapter 9, verse 22 to 27.
第九章二十二到二十七节。
22. And Joshua called for them, and he spake unto them, saying, Wherefore have ye beguiled us, saying, We are very far from you, when ye dwell among us. Now therefore you are cursed, and there shall none of you be freed from being bondmen, and hewers of wood, and drawers of water,for the house of my God. And they answered Joshua and said, Because it was certainly told thy servants how the Lord thy God commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land from before you. Therefore we were sore afraid of our lives because of you and have done this thing. And now behold, we are in thine hand as it seemed good and right unto thee to do unto us do.Verse 26, And so did he unto them, and delivered them out of the hand of the children of Israel, that they slew them not. And Joshua made them that day hewers of wood, drawers of water for the congregation, and for the altar of the Lord, even unto this day, in the place which he should choose.
二十二节，约书亚召了他们来，对他们说，为什么欺哄我们说，我们离你们甚远呢？其实你们是住在我们中间，现在你们是被诅咒的，你们中间的人必断不了做奴仆，为我神的殿做劈柴挑水的人。他们回答约书亚说， 因为有人实在告诉你的仆人，耶和华你的神曾吩咐他的仆人摩西，把这全地赐给你们，并在你们面前灭绝这地的一切居民，所以我们为你们的缘故甚怕丧命，就行了这事。现在我们在你手中，你以怎样待我们为善为正，就怎样做吧。于是约书亚这样待他们，救他们脱离以色列人的手，以色列人就没有杀他们。当日约书亚使他们在耶和华所要选择的地方为会众和耶和华的坛做劈柴挑水的人，直到今日。
Chapter 10, verse 12 to 14.
第十章十到十四节。
Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel, and he said in the sight of Israel, Son, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel.
第十二节，当耶和华将亚摩利人交付以色列人的日子，约书亚就祷告耶和华，在以色列人眼前说，日头啊，你要停在基遍，月亮啊，你要止在亚亚伦谷。于是日头停留，月亮止住，只等国民向敌人报仇。这事岂不是写在亚萨尔书上吗？日头当天在当中停住，不急速下落，约有一日之久。在这日以前，这日以后，耶和华听人的祷告，没有像这日的，是因耶和华为以色列征战。
Chapter 14, verse 6 to 12.
十四章第六到十二节。
Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses the man of God concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses the servant of the Lord sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. Verse 9, And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet hath trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spoke this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day when Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore, give me this mountain, wherefore the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said.
第六节，那时犹大人来到吉甲见约书亚，有基尼喜族亚夫尼的儿子加勒对约书亚说，耶和华在加底斯巴丁亚巴尼亚指着我与你对神人摩西所说的话你都知道了。耶和华的仆人摩西从加底斯巴尼亚打发我窥探这地，那时我正40岁，我按着心意回报他。然而同我上去的众弟兄使百姓的心消化，但我专心跟从耶和华我的神。第九节，当日摩西启示说，你脚所踏之地定要归你和你的子孙永远为业，因为你专心跟从耶和华我的神。自从耶和华对摩西说这话的时候，耶和华照他所应许的使我存活这45年，期间以色列人在旷野行走。看哪，现在我85岁了，我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那天一样。无论是征战是出入，我的力量那时如何，现在还是如何。求你将耶和华那日应许我的这山地给我，那里有亚拿族人，并宽大坚固的城，你也曾听见了，或者耶和华照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。
Let's have further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come before Thy word,
今天早上我们来到你话语面前。
We humble ourselves down.
我们在你面前谦卑。
Lord, we admit the fact that we are a group of people so naive concerning Your word.
我们在这里承认，在你的话语面前，我们何等的无知。
Therefore, we pray for the spirit of revelation.
所以我们来祈求一个启示的灵。
Lord, open Your word unto us.
主啊，求你把话语打开。
We want to say, Lord, speak, Lord, for Your servant listen.
我们要说，主啊，请说，你的仆人静听。
We commit this meeting into Your hand.
把这个聚会交在你的手里。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Last time when I was here, I was sharing concerning what are the two reasons why the children of Israel, experience a what we call an embarrassing defeat at the city of Ai.
上一次我在这里跟大家交通的时候，我们分享到有两点，为什么以色列民他们在爱城有了这么让人羞辱的一个失败。
You see, God has a purpose among the children of Israel.
因为神在以色列民里面有一个他的心意。
Is to give them the land of Canaan as their possession.
就是把迦南地赐给他们作为产业。
For this land is a land of plenty.
这个地是丰富之地。
It's a land of flowing with milk and honey.
因为在那是流奶与蜜之地。
It is a land of rest.
这也是让他们得安息之地。
It is a land of peace.
这是一个和平的地方。
It is also a land of reality.
这也是一个真实的得真实之地。
It is not a figment of their imagination.
并不是出于人的想象。
It is something real.
这是真实的。
And God intend.To give this land to the children of Israel.
而且神的心意就是要把这个地赐给以色列民。
But the thing is, are the children of Israel ready to take that land?
但是问题是以色列民他们有没有预备好来得这地？
Are they ready to step out in faith, in obedience to God's word?
他们有没有借着信心，借着顺服，在神的话里面来得这地？
We see in the battle of Jericho, they obey God's command step by step.
我们看到在耶利哥城，他们一步一步的来听神的指示。
And indeed, they experience a convincing victory.
而且他们在那里大大的得胜。
So after that, they want to conquer Ai.
在那个之后，他们想来征服爱城。
They start all the planning.
他们就开始自己计划。
They have all the preparation made.
他们有很多的预备。
Yet one thing is missing.
但是却缺少了一件事。
God is missing.
因为神不在那里。
Therefore, this is the first reason they are so overconfident.
所以第一件事，他们就开始自信。
They felt like we can do it once in Jericho, we can do it again in Ai.
他们觉得在耶利哥我已经做了一次，这一次我也可以。
They forgot the fact that the victory is because the Lord gave them the victory.
他们已经忘了他们的得胜是因为主给了他们。
They didn't earn the victory, God gave them the victory.
他们没有自己得胜，是神把这个得胜给了他们。
And therefore, they are defeated.
所以他们被打败。
The Lord wants the children of Israel to learn one important lesson.
所以那个时候，神让以色列民来学一个很重要的功课。
In every step of the way,
在每一步
，In every battle they take,
在每一个征战
，God should be involved.
神都要在里面。
God should be that captain of their salvation.
神应该成为他们救恩的元帅。
Now the second reason is concerning the sin of Achan.
第二件事是亚干所犯的罪。
The sin of Achan has a terrible put in at least five terrible results.
亚干所犯的罪起码有五个很严重的后果。
The first one is the name of God had been disgraced.
第一件事是神的名被羞辱。
You know, the name of God should be honored, being feared among the Gentiles.
因为神的名应该是在外邦人中得荣耀被尊重。
Remember before the children of Israel enter into the good land.
记得吗？当以色列民进入这美地之前。
And the spy went in to Rahab, the prostitute.
然后他们来到这个妓女拉合那里。
We have testified the fact when we heard what God has done for you, our heart melted.
所以拉合说，当我们听到神在你们中间所做的，我们的心都消化了。
In other words, God's name is very much feared among the nation.
所以神的名在这些外邦人之中是非常被敬畏的。
His name is glorified among his people.
而且他的名在他的民中是被荣耀的。
But because of this one sin,
但因为这一个罪。
God's name was put to shame.
神的名被羞辱。
Number second one.
第二。
The testimony of the children of Israel as the children of God was greatly affected.
以色列民作为神儿女的见证被影响。
Chapter 7 verse 1 in book of Joshua.
在约书亚记第七章第一节。
It says the children of Israel commit a trespass against the Lord.
在那里说以色列人在当灭的物上犯了罪。
We know clearly that it is Achan who did it, not the children of Israel.
我们知道是亚干犯的，不是以色列人犯的。
But the thing is, In God's eye, what Achan did is what the children of Israel did.
但是在神眼里，亚干所做的就是整个以色列人做
的。In other words, they are members one of another.
或者说，他们是彼此为肢体的。
Your defeat is my defeat. Your victory is my victory. Your glory is my glory.
你的打败就是我的打败，你的得胜就是我的得胜，你的荣耀就是我的荣耀。
There's no such thing as it's none of my your business.
没有这件事说我的不关你的事。
Brothers and sisters in the church today.
弟兄姐妹们，今天在教会里面。
We are members one of another.
我们是彼此做肢体的。
What happened to you happened to us.
在你身上发生的就发生在我身上。
Because we are God's testimony here on earth.
因为我们是神在地上的见证。
The third one. God's presence was lost among the children of Israel.
神的同在在以色列民中再也没有了。
And God warned them, if you don't deal with the sin of Achan,My presence will never be with you.
神在那里说，如果亚干的罪不被对付的话，我就不在你们中间。
Brothers and sisters, what is more important than the presence of God?
弟兄姐妹们，还有比神的同在更重要的吗？
Remember when Moses and the children of Israel are in the wilderness?
记得吗？当摩西与以色列民他们在旷野的时候。
And the children of Israel rebel against the Lord.
那个时候以色列民他们违背了神。
The Lord was so angry with them, he said, I will what? I will cut off my presence from among you.
在那时候神这么的愤怒说，我要把我的同在从你们中间收回。
I will still fulfill my promise in bringing you into the land.
我还会把你带进这个美地。
I will even send my angels before thee to into the land.
我甚至让我的天使在你们前面带你们进去。
But my presence will not be with you.
但我不会与你们同去。
How did Moses reply?
摩西的回应是什么？
The Lord, if you are not, your presence will not be with us, then don't bring us into the land.
神呐，如果你不与我们一同上去，我们就不上去。
In other words, in the mind and the heart of Moses,
或者说在摩西的心里面
God's presence is more important than the land itself.
神的同在甚至比这个美地都要更重要。
To him, God's presence is the land itself.
对他来讲，神的同在就是这块美地。
Today, brothers and sisters, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have a lot of people meeting here today.
弟兄姐妹们，我并不是说我们不应该有很多人在这里聚集。
I hope that we have 10,000 people meeting every week.
我希望每一周都有上万的人在这里聚集。
More than 100 Bible study group every Friday.
每一个周五都有超过100个查经的聚会。
We have conference after conference.
我们有每一个一个的特会。
But the thing is, if God's presence is not with us, we are tantamount to a social gathering.
如果神的同在不在我们中间，那我们只是一个社交的活动而已。
Brothers and sisters, we desire God's presence.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要来渴慕神的同在。
This is our priority.
这是我们的首要的。
Number four.The victory that should be the children of Israel was robbed away.
第四，
The victory that should be experienced by the children of Israel was taken away from them.
本来是属于他们的得胜，但是在以色列人中他们失去了。
Because of that one sin.
因为这一个罪。
They cannot experience victory.
他们不能来体验这个得
胜。A lot of times in our daily life when we experience defeat.
如果在我们的生活里面我们经历这个打败的话。
We need to ask first ourselves.Is there any sin in my life?
第一件事我们要问的是，在我的生活里面有没有罪？
Is there any sin in our midst?
在我们中间有没有罪？
Brothers and sisters, we need to deal with our sins.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要对付罪。
The fifth one.
第五。
Sin is so contagious.
这个罪是可以被传染的。
Not only Achan was punished for his sin.
不光亚干因着他的罪被惩罚。
Even all the members of the family also is punished for the sin.
甚至他家里的其他的成员也被惩罚。
Because they took part in that conspiracy.
因为他们在这个罪里面有份。
After the children of Israel deal with the sin of Achan,
当以色列民他们除掉这个罪之后
，immediately they experienced victory over the enemy.
马上他们就经历了跟仇敌征战的得胜。
But when they come to chapter 8,
但是来到第八节第八章
，they don't have a celebration.
他们却没有一个庆贺。
Rather, there is a solemn ceremony.
但那里却有一个严肃会。
Joshua read to them, to the children of Israel, all the what? Read to them all the law and the commandments.
这个时候，约书亚把律法里面的每一句再读给以色列民听。
Present to them all the blessing and the cursing.
把所有的祝福跟咒诅都陈明在他们面前。
What does this mean?
这是什么意思？
What does this signify?
这个代表什么？
The Lord wants to remind the children of Israel that God intends to give them victory.
神在那约书亚在那里提醒，神要把得胜赐给以色列民。
But whether you want to experience victory or defeat, it's according to your choice.
但是你如果是要得胜，或者是要被打败
Moses
是你自己的选择。
Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 30 says,
在申命记第三十章摩西这么说。
Say, I set before you death and life.
他说我把生死呈明在你们面前。
Blessing and cursing.
所有的祝福所有的咒诅。
Choose life that you and your seed might live.
要拣选生命你们就可以得活。
And he continued on to say, whereby love the Lord your God.
在那里又说你要爱主你的神。
Obey his word.
来顺从他的话
cleave unto him
来抓紧他
for he is your life and the length of your days
因为他就是你的生命
and the length of your days brothers and sisters you want to experience life
弟兄姐妹们你要来经历这样的生命
cleave unto the Lord
来抓紧主
you want to experience victory
你要来得胜吗
obey his word
来顺服他的话
this is the secret of victory
这就是得胜的秘密
now today I want to share with you concerning the children of Israel and the Gibeonites
今天我要跟大家来分享以色列民跟基遍人的故事。
This is a very interesting story and one of my favorite.
这是一个很有趣的故事，是我最喜欢的。
A lot of people say this is nothing. It is only a folklore. like a fairy tale.
有的人觉得这只是一个传说而已。
But let me tell you, this is true.
但是让我告诉你，这是真实的。
Because the word of God says so.
因为神的话这么讲。
But let me give you just a little summary of what happened in these two chapters.
让我只是简短的跟大家讲这两章讲的是什么。
No, when the children of Israel came to that land,
当以色列民他们来到这地的时候
and the fame of Joshua and the children of Israel was spread throughout the land.
那个时候以色列民就来到全地。
The fame.
The fame.他们的名声就传到全地。
And everybody was so afraid with the children of Israel.
所有的人他们都怕以色列民。
So that time the five kings of the Amorites gathered together to fight against the children of Israel.
那时候亚玛利人的五个王他们聚集在一起要来与以色列民征战。
But the thing is, the Gibeonites didn't want to take part of it.
但是很奇怪就是基遍人他们不愿意在这个里面。
They feel like they have no chance against the Lord.The God of Israel.
因为他们觉得不可能打败以色列民。
And they want to make peace with the children of Israel.
所以他们要与他们来立合约。
So they came to the children of Israel.
所以他们就来到以色列民中间。
To make peace with them.
来立合约。
But the thing is, they came in deception.
但是他们来到却带着欺骗。
You know, through this, through chapter 9, we can see our God is a God of truth.
我们看到在第九章看到神是真实的神没有谎言
if we want to have a relationship with him we should come in truth and sincerity
如果我们要与这样的神有关系我们要在心灵跟诚实里面来接近他
we cannot come before the Lord in deception
我们不能在欺诈里面来到神面前
because even before you came the Lord already knew who what is in your heart
因为甚至你来到神面前还没到他面前他已经知道你心里所怀的意念
but because the Gibeonites are so afraid with the children of Israel
但是因为基遍人这么的害怕
they came in old clothing with old wineskin and moldy bread
他们就穿着旧衣服带着这个旧的酒袋而且带着发霉的这些饼
and they told the children of Israel we are a people from far away land
他就对以色列人说我们是从很远的地方来到这里
they didn't say we are the Gibeonites
他没有说我们是基遍人
he said we are a people from far away land
他说我们是从很远很远的地方来到这里
in other words they want to tell the children of Israel we are that group of people that is beyond the boundary whom the Lord commanded the children of Israel to defeat
或者说他们想告诉以色列人是我们是在神让你所得的地之外的人
we are beyond that boundary
我们是在这块地的范围之外
we are outside of that jurisdiction
我们在这个所划的范围之外
and even though we are outside of that jurisdiction we want to make peace with you
虽然我们在这个范围之外我们还是想与你们立合约
but because of the outward appearance of the Gibeonites
因着他们外表的所看到的
the children of Israel make peace with them
所以以色列人就与他们立了合约。
Yet afterwards, in 3 years, they found out they are the Gibeonites.
但是三天之后就发现他们原来是基遍人。
And therefore, Joshua told the Gibeonites.
所以约书亚对基遍人这么讲。
From now on, you shall be hewers of wood, carriers of water for the house of God.
从现在起，你们要做奴仆，要做劈柴挑水的人。
What do we learn from this?
我们从这里学到什么
?We learned that our God is a God of truth, as I mentioned a while ago.
我们已经学到就刚才我讲到的神是真实的神。
We want to have a relationship with him, it should be in truth.
如果我们与他有关系我们要在心灵跟诚实里面。
In other words, we should come before him just as we are.
或者说我们就照着本相来到他面前。
That's why there is the turning point of the salvation of Gibeonites is in verse 24 and verse 25.
对基遍人来讲他们的救恩他们的转折点就是在24-25节
Verse 24 they admit who they are
第24节他们承认他们是谁
Verse 25 they say and now behold we are in thine hand as it seemed good and right unto thee to do to us do
第25节他们说现在我们在你手中你以怎样待我们为善为正就怎样做吧
In other words they put themselves under the mighty and merciful hand of God
或者说他们把自己交在神大能跟怜悯的手中。
Yes, we are the Gibeonites.
没错，我们是基遍人。
We are destined for destruction.
我们的结局应该是灭亡。
But now we want your mercy.
但现在我们需要怜悯。
Save us.
来救我们。
If it meant for you to destroy us, destroy us.
如果你要毁灭我们，那就毁灭我们。
But you know what? Our God is a God of mercy.
但是你知道吗？我们的神也是怜悯的神。
When we come before Him,
当我们来到他面前
，in humility and in truth.
如果是在谦卑里面，在诚实里面。
Not only he wants to save us, he will save us to the end.
不光他要救我们，而且救我们到底。
Brothers and sisters, is this not the story of our life?
弟兄姐妹们，这是不是我们生命的故事
？The Gibeonites is really a picture of who we are.
基遍人其实就是我们的图画。
We are a group of people, as the Bible says, alien from the commonwealth of Israel.
在我们就像圣经里面所讲到的，我们是做客旅的人。
Strangers from the
我们是外人。
Strangers.From the covenant of hope and promise.
我们是与神的应许诸约都没份的。
Without God, without hope in this world.
我们没有神，也在这个世上没有指望。
Yet through the blood of Christ, we can draw nigh unto Him, for He is our peace.
但是借着基督，我们可以与他亲近，因为他成了我们的和平。
Today, when we come before Him, not because of what we do.
今天我们来到神面前，不是因为我们所做的。
Not because of our outward behavior.
不是因为我们外面的行为。
We can come before Him because of Jesus Christ.
我们能够来到神面前，因着基督。
He is the mediator between God and man.
他就是神与人之间的中保。
That's why the Lord is so critical with the Pharisees.
所以神耶稣对着法利赛人这么的严厉。
Because the Pharisees had this concept.That through good works, they can find favor in the sight of God.
因为法利赛人他们在心里面有这么一个意念，靠着自己的好行为可以来亲近神。
Fasting twice a week, giving alms to the poor, maybe God can receive me.
也许我一周禁食两天，然后我把我所有的给穷人，那就可以得神的喜悦。
God doesn't really care about your behavior.
神根本就不在乎你的行为。
God really care about is what is in your heart.
神所在乎的是你的心。
That's why the Lord rebuked the Pharisee.
所以神在那里来指责法利赛人。
You use your mouth to praise you, yet your heart is far away from you.
你的嘴唇在亲近我，但你的心却远离我。
Today we need to draw our heart to God.
今天我们的心需要来亲近神。
Just as we are.
就照着我们的本相。
We all can testify the fact that when that day when we become a Christian.
我们都可以来见证，当我们成为基督徒那一天。
We didn't say, Lord, I'm so good. Receive me.
没有人可以在神面前说我真的是好，所以你接受了我。
We said, like what the tax collector said, Lord, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner.
就像其实我们就像那个税吏一样说，神啊，你可怜我，我是个罪人。
Thank God, because of His mercy, He saved us and will save us to the end.
感谢神，因着他的怜悯，他可以救我们，而且救我们到底。
God saved the children. God saved the Gibeonites from the destruction of the children of Israel.
神来拯救基遍人，从以色列人的这个灭绝里面被拯救出来。
In verse 26, they said, "As so did he unto them, and delivered them out of the hand of the children of Israel, that they slew them not."
所以在26节，约书亚这样带他们，救他们脱离以色列人的手，以色列人就没有杀他们。
The children of Israel are like the law.
这些以色列民，他们就像代表主一样。
They are there to what condemn you of your sins.
在那里，罪是被定罪的。
But hallelujah.
但是哈利路亚
That day when we put our faith in Christ Jesus
那一天当我们把信心放在主基督里面的时候
We are freed from the condemnation of the law
我们就再也不在这个定罪里面
We become the children of God
我们成为神的儿女
But let me tell you the story doesn't end here
但让我告诉大家故事还没有完结
Joshua told the Gibeonites
因为约书亚对基遍人这么讲
You are a cursed people
你们是被诅咒的人
You are a bond man
你们是奴仆
From now on you will be carriers of water hewers of wood for the house of God
现在你们要为我神的殿做劈柴挑水的人。
As I was meditating on God's word,
当我在这里思想神的话的时候
，Is this really a cursing or a blessing?
这到底是诅咒还是祝福
？Brother Steve smiled. Is it a cursing or a blessing?
有的弟兄在那边笑，到底是咒诅还是祝福
？Yes, in the eyes of man, it is a curse because you lost your freedom.
因为在人的眼里，这是一个咒诅，我们失去了自由。
But in the eyes of God, it's a blessing.
但是在神的眼里，其实是给祝福。
Among all the inhabitants of the land of Canaan, only the Gibeonites have given the privilege to serve God.
在所有的这些迦南人之中，只有基遍人，他们有机会来侍奉神。
Tell me, is it not a blessing or what?
告诉我，这到底是不是祝福
？It's more than a blessing.
这甚至比祝福还要美。
And the Lord even opened up the way for them on how to serve Him.
甚至神已经指示他们怎样来侍奉神。
Let me read to you verse 27.
让我把第27节读给大家。
And Joshua made them that day hewers of wood, drawers of water for the congregation, for the altar of the Lord, even unto this day in the place which he should choose.
当日约书亚使他们在耶和华所要选择的地方。 为会众和耶和华的坛做劈柴挑水的人，直到今日。
Take note，
大家要记住。
They are hewers of wood, drawers of water for the altar of the Lord。
他们是为着这个耶和华的坛劈柴挑水的人。
I believe at that time the Gibeonites doesn't know how to serve the Lord。
我相信在那个时候，基遍人根本不知道侍奉神是什么。
How can we serve the house of God？
我们怎么来侍奉神的家呢？
How can we become the hewers of wood, carriers of water for the altar of the Lord？
甚至我们可以为神的坛来做劈柴挑水的人。
In other words, God gave them the privilege to know His word。
或者说，神给他们启示，让他们知道神的话。
Of all the people in the land, only the Gibeonites had been given the privilege not only to serve Him but to know His word。
所以在全地的人，只有基遍人，不光他们可以来侍奉神，而且他们可以知道神的话语。
And every time we talk about the altar of the Lord, it talks about a life of consecration.
每一次我们提到坛，都知道这是一个奉献的生命。
It's no longer I, but Christ who lives in me.
现在不再是我，是基督在我里面活着。
Yes, before the Gibeonites are their own master.
啊，在以前基遍人是做自己的主。
They live their old manner of life.
他们照着原来的方式来生活。
But today they become a bondman, a servants of the house of God and of the altar of the Lord.
今天他们却成为神的奴仆，在神的家里面来侍奉。
In other words, from now on, you don't do it in their way, but do it in God's way.
或者从那个时候开始，他们不再照着自己的方式，而且照着神的道路。
Today, brothers and sisters,
今天弟兄姐妹们
，First Peter said, "For we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a peculiar people."
在彼得前书讲到，唯有我们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度。
We are a royal priesthood.
我们是有君尊的祭司。
We are given the privilege to serve the living God.
我们有特权来侍奉永生的神。
But what is the way in living, in serving God?
但是侍奉神的道路在哪里？
It's the life of the altar.
就是祭坛的生命。
A life what? To live not according to our own way, but according to God's way.
是一个生命活出来，不是照着我的意思，是照着神的意思。
And that, Paul the apostle can testify one thing.
使徒保罗可以这样来见证。
He had that zeal to serve God.
他有一个侍奉神的热心。
Yes, but what happened? What is the result?
但是结果却是什么呢？
When he served in his own way, he became the persecutor of the children of God.
他在自己的方式里面、道路里面来侍奉的时候，就成为逼迫教会的人。
There's a need of turn in his life.
在他生命里面需要被回转。
There's a need of a change in the master.
在他的生命里面需要主来改变。
Before Paul is the master.
之前保罗是做自己的主。
Now the Lord is the master.
现在主是他的主。
That's why Paul said, "No longer I, but Christ who lives in me."
所以保罗可以说，现在不再是我乃，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Praise the Lord for the Gibeonites.
为着基遍人，我们要感谢。
It's really a picture of who we are.
因为这就是我们是谁的图画。
And what God has done for us.
也是神为我们所成就。
And today, what we need to do is to live according to the life that is on the altar.
今天我们的生活是要根据在祭坛上的生命。
Now we come to the second point.
现在我们看第二点。
Come to the children of Israel.
来看到以色列民。
You know, the children of Israel, they are deceived because why? They look at the outward appearance.
因为他们被欺骗是因为他们只凭外表。
Let me read to you verse 14.
让我读给大家十四节。
And the men took their victuals and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord.
以色列人受了他们一些食物并没有求问耶和华。
This happened already the second time.
这已经是第二次了。
The first defeat in Ai because they do not seek the counsel of the Lord.
第一次在爱城，他们没有求问神。
They depend on their what so-called past experience.
他们根据他们以前的经验。
Now in concerning the Gibeonites, they did it again.
但现在到了基遍人这里，他们又来一次不来求问神。
God wants them to learn one lesson.
神让我们来学这一样功
课。Not to look at the outward appearance.
不要凭外表。
But to seek spiritual guidance step by step.
而是每一步都来寻求在灵里面神的指引。
A lot of times we experience defeat in our Christian life and in our service.
经常我们在我们基督徒的生活侍奉里面有被打败的情形。
Because we depend on past experience.
因为我们根据以往的经验。
We depend on the outward appearance.
我们来看外表的事。
I don't mean to say we should be paranoid. No, we're not. We shouldn't be paranoid.
Paranoid. 我们不应该瘫痪
In other words, we should not always be doubting.
我们不应该经常带着疑惑。
We always live by faith.
我们是凭信而生活。
But the thing is, what is the lesson they need to learn? They need to keep looking up to the Lord as the captain of their salvation.
但是他们所要学的功课就是一直的来仰望这位救恩的元帅。
Not only in one battle, but every step of the way.
不光是一个战争而已，是每一个征战。
Let me tell you a funny story.
那我跟大家讲一个有趣的故事。
Many years ago, me and my family is driving on a street on Christmas Day.
很多年以前，有一天是在圣诞节的时候，我们全家在一条路上开车。
And we stopped on one street because of the red light.
我们就来到一个红灯下面，停在那个街口。
And there's a lot of homeless people coming around knocking at our door.
这个时候就有一些那些流浪的人就敲我们的车窗。
And one especially with a long beard.He was crying. He said, "I have no money to go home to Louisiana."
然后有一个留着长胡子的就在那里哭，说我没有钱回路易斯安那。
And I don't have really a lot of experience concerning these homeless guys, you know.
我没有经验来对付这样的事情。
And my boy was crying. He said, "Daddy, I want to give my allowance."
然后我的儿子就在那里说，我要把我的零花钱拿出来。
So my wife opened the window and gave him.
所以我的妻子就把车窗摇下来 把这钱给他。
And the green light went on and we drove away.
然后绿灯了我们就开车往前。
And when I turned to my side, my wife is crying, my mom is crying. He said, I think $5 won't be enough to bring them to Louisiana.
然后我就发现我的妻子在哭我的妈妈也在哭我的儿子也在哭他们说五块钱不足够让他回路易斯安那。
And I really don't know what to do. He said, okay, turn around. So we make a U-turn.
我不知道该怎么办，所以当时我就车里就回个头，掉头再回去。
And we gave the man $20.
然后我们又给他20块钱。
After 1 week passed, my wife said, "I saw that person in the medical center."
然后过了20天之后，我的妻子说她在这医疗中心见到这个人。
In other words, he didn't really go to Louisiana.
或者换句话说，他没有回路易斯安那。
And that from that day, I learned one lesson.
从那一天我学了一个功课。
And let me tell you, I'm still learning that lesson.
让我告诉你，今天我还在学。
In our service, in our life,
在我们的生活侍奉里面
we cannot depend on outward appearance.
不能来凭着外表来看人。
We need to live and walk according to the Spirit.
我们需要生活，需要行走，是根据圣灵的指引。
We might be wrong, but God is never wrong. Amen.
我们
会犯错。Give me an amen.
但神不会错。Amen.
And we need to trust Him.
我们需要来信靠他。
Every step of the way.
我们所行的每一步。
So when the children of Israel start to turn to the Lord once again.
当以色列人他们再一次回转向神的时候。
The Lord gave them victory over the 5 kings of the Amorites.
神就给了他们得胜来征战来胜过这五王。
I tell you this is not an easy victory.
让我告诉你这不是一个容易的胜利。
All the odds are against the children of Israel.
因为所有这些人，他们来反抗神的子民。
So when the children of Israel, when the Gibeonites, I say, when the 5 kings of the Amorites heard that the Gibeonites make peace with the children of Israel,
当亚玛利人这五个王他们听到基遍人与以色列人立了合约的时候
，they start to attack the Gibeonites.
他们就来攻击基遍人。
And the Gibeonites seek help from the children of Israel.
这个时候，基遍人就向以色列人求救。
Therefore, Joshua and the children of Israel need to what? To march from Gilgal to Gibeon.
所以。所以以色列人他们要从吉甲行军一直到基遍要走一晚的路程。
And from that morning, starting that morning, they need to what? Pursue after the 5 kings of the Amorites from Gibeon to Makeda.
然后在那天的白天他们要从基遍一直追杀到另外一个地方。
But we know God gave them a victory.
但是我们知道神把得胜赐给他们。
Let me tell you, a lot of people, especially the Bible critics say it's really a fairy tale, but it's not.
很多对着圣经来挑刺的人，他们说这只是一个童话。
You see, from Gibeon to Makeda is about 27 miles.
因为从基遍到最后征战结束的地方是27英里。
And for the children of Israel, an army to march from this point to that point needs take about 12 to 14 hours.
或者说以色列这些军队他们要行军的话是起码要用12个小时。
So from the whole day, beginning from the rising of the sun until the coming down of the sun is about 8 or 9 hours.
但是从日出到日落只有8到9个小时。
So there's really not time enough to fight against the 5 kings of the Amorites.
所以是没有足够的时间让他们来打败这五王。
Therefore God lengthened the time.
所以神把时间借给他们。
He listened to the voice of a man.
他听了人的祷告。
Why? Because he fought for Israel.
为什么？因为他为以色列人征战。
Is that wonderful, brothers and sisters?
这是不是很奇妙的事情？
When we put our trust in God,
当我们把信心摆在神里面的时候
，Not only he will give us the victory, he will do the victory for us.
不光他把得胜赐给我们，他就是得胜。
God lengthened the day.
神甚至把时光借给他们。
That the children of Israel can utterly defeat the enemy.
所以，以色列人至终可以打败这些敌人。
But the story doesn't end here.
但是故事还没有停在这里。
It continues on to say that the Lord rains great stones on the enemies.
而且神在天上降下这个冰雹来打死这些敌人。
And continues on to say that all those people who died by the stones are greater than those who died by the edge of the sword.
甚至圣经上记载说，被冰雹打死的，被用刀杀死的还要多。
Because God knows, even if He lengthened the day.
因为神知道，就算神把时光借给他们。
There will still be not enough time to utterly defeat the five kings of the Amorites.
他们甚至也不够时间来打败所有这些王所带的敌人。所以神为他们来打败。
Praise the Lord.
我们要赞美神。
For greater is He that is in us than He that is in the world.
因为在我们里面的比在世界里面的还要大。
If God is for us, who can be against us?
如果神帮助我们，有谁能抵挡我们？
No one can be against us.
没有人能够抵挡我们。
Because He loves us, He fights for us.
因为他爱我们，他为我们征战。
And after the children of Israel reached Makeda,
当以色列民他们来到
Makeda, and brought out the five kings of the Amorites.
哦，他们在那里抓住这五王。
He told the captain.To put their feet upon the necks of these kings.
然后约书亚就让那些军长把脚踏在这五王的头上。
This is a reminder, an encouragement to the children of Israel.
这对着以色列人是一个提醒，也是一个鼓励。
So God will do to the enemies those who fight against you.
因为神说，我要向着你的敌人这样来做。
In other words, the enemy shall be under your feet.
或者说，敌人要在你们的脚下。
Francis, did you see that?
弟兄姐妹们，你看见吗
？Even before the battle started.
当这个战争开始之前
，By obedience to His word, we already knew the result.
借着我们的顺服，我们已经知道结果该是怎样。
This is wonderful.
这是何等奇妙
！Oh, I remember the verse in Ephesians.
我记得在以弗所书。
And have put all things under His feet.
神已经把所有的事都让他在基督的脚下。
And gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His fullness, the fullness of Him who filleth all and in all.
是让他做万有的主，也做教会的主。因为他是充满万有者所充满的。
We are members of His body.
我们是这身体上的肢体。
Christ is the head.
基督就是我们的头。
The captain of our salvation.
他就是我们救恩的元帅。
When we faithfully follow after Him.
当我们在信实里面来跟从他的时候。
Victory is ours.
得胜就是属于我们。
That's why I like King David.
所以我很喜欢大卫王。
You know, King David, even before the battle started, he already knew the result.
大卫王每一次战争开始之前，他已经知道结果。
While Saul and his army is running away from Goliath,
当扫罗的军队在哥利亚面前逃避的时候
，He challenged the Goliath.
大卫就在那里挑战哥利亚。
To the children of Israel, he's too big a fellow that we can fight.
对以色列人来讲，哥利亚这么的巨大，我们不可能与他来征战。
But to David, he's so big a fellow that I cannot miss my shot. Isn't that wonderful?
但是大卫来讲，因为他这么大，所以我怎么打都打得中。
Observe, brothers and sisters.
我们要感谢神。
This is what David saw.
这是弟兄姐妹，这是大卫所看见的。
Because he saw that what will happen if he trusts the Lord.
因为他看到一个人信靠神会发生什么事。
That's why when Goliath came, it started to come to him.He ran towards Goliath.
所以当哥利亚开始向着他来的时候，他是向着哥利亚跑过去。
Yes, indeed, we will have problems when we go to year 2014.
弟兄姐妹们，进入2014年，我们一定有我们的困难。
A lot of times we feel like a Christian life is smooth sailing.
有的时候有人觉得基督徒的生活是一帆风顺。
All my children are so obedient.
我们的儿女都非常的顺服。
My job is secured and we are so healthy.
我的工作是这么的安全，而且我的健康很好。
If this really happened, I thank the Lord for you. I rejoice together with you.
如果真是这样的话，为神感谢你，我也与你一同快乐。
But the thing is, it doesn't really happen that way.
但是问题是，事情不是总这样
发生。A lot of times there are still valleys that we need to cross.
有的时候还有山谷我们要经过。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
We are with Him.
我们是与他在一起。
We are in Him.
我们是在他里面。
He is the captain.
他是那元帅。
We are the army.
我们是他的军队。
When he lead, we follow, we experience victory.
如果他带领我们跟随的话，我们就要经历得胜。
This is the story of the Gibeonites and the children of Israel.
这就是基遍人跟以色列人他们之间的故事。
Now we come to Caleb.
现在我们来讲加勒。
On the one hand, we see who God is and what He will do for His people.
在一方面，我们看到神是谁，他为他的子女儿女做了什么事。
Concerning the Israelites, we see that how we need to walk that way of victory.
今天我们看到借着以色列人看到如何在一条路上来得胜。
And, but when we come to Caleb chapter 14,
但是我们到第十四章的时候
，They show us what kind of person we should be in order to win victory after victory after victory.
就看到我们应该是如何才能在这个得胜又得胜里面。
What kind of person is Caleb?
加勒到底是谁
？Number one, he wholly followed the Lord.
第一，他专心跟从神。
Let me read to you.
让我来向大家来读。
Verse 8, but I wholly followed the Lord my God.
第八节。但我专心跟从耶和华我的神。
Verse 9, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God.
第九节，因为你专心跟从耶和华我的神。
Verse 14, because that he wholly followed the Lord of Israel.
第十四节，因为他专心跟从耶和华以色列的神。
One of the most important characters that as a Christian we need to wholly follow the Lord our God.
作为基督徒，我们最大的一个性格应该是专心跟从我们的神。
In other words, we should be a committed people.
或者说，我们应该是一个交托、献身的人。
On the side of God, there's no problem.
在神这边没有问题。
He will do everything for us.
他可以为我们成就所有的事。
But there is a requirement.
但是有一个要求。
Do you wholly follow the Lord your God?
你有没有专心跟从你的神
？One time, there's a preacher named D.L. Moody. I believe everybody knows him.
有一位穆迪弟兄是传道人，很多弟兄姐妹都知道他。
And I know Timothy. You know him.
我们知道那个提摩太知道穆迪。
He's a shoe salesman.
他曾经是一个推销鞋的人。
Because of the preaching of the gospel, he got saved and he want to serve the Lord.
因着他听到福音，他得救，他愿意来侍奉神。
And he started to be a Sunday school teacher.
然后他就开始做主日学的老师。
One day he went to London.
有一次他去到伦敦。
And he heard the preaching of a person named Henry Varley.
那个时候他听到一个亨利·巴尔里的人在那里传。
And Henry Barley said this one thing.
Henry Barley 那天就讲了这一件事。
That the world has yet to see what God can do in a man, through a man, with a man, for a man who is wholly committed to Him.
那个弟兄就说到今天，我们还在等候，就是神能够在一个人里面，借着这个人，
Let me repeat again.
把他自己的得胜可以彰显。
I hope you write it down.Especially the young people.
我希望大家写下来，尤其这些年轻人做笔记。
So the world has yet to see what God can do in a man, through a man, with a man, and for a man who wholly committed unto Him.
今天在这个世界，我们还在等候要看见神能够在一个人里面，借着他，与他一起，也为着他，因着这个人专心跟从神。
When D.L. Moody heard that word.
当穆迪听到这句话的时候
，He prayed in his heart, "Lord, I just want to be that man."
他就说：“主啊，我愿意成为那一个人。
”And we all know the story.
我们都知道这个故事。
D.L. Moody became a famous evangelist.
他就成为一个很有名的传道人。
Saved thousands. The Lord through him saved thousands and thousands of people, not only in the U.S. but also in England.
神就借着他拯救了千千万万的人，不光在美国，甚至在英国。
What is the difference?
这个区别在哪里
？Because he's aperson wholly committed unto the Lord.
因为他是一个人完全把自己交托给神。
Brothers and sisters in our service.
弟兄姐妹们在我们的侍奉里面。
A lot of times we pay so much attention of what I want to do.
我们太多的注意力是放在我要成就什么。
Rather we need to put a little, you know, change.
弟兄姐妹们我们需要被改变。
What I want to do, put it the second.
我们所要做的事情摆在第二位。
The first thing is, am I wholly committed unto the Lord?
第一件事是我们有没有专心跟从我们的神。
If we wholly committed unto the Lord,
如果我们把自己完全的交托给他
，which is the character of Caleb，
这就是加勒他的性情。
Then we come to the next one，
然后我们就看下一点
，the confidence of Caleb，
就是他的信靠
，a confidence in the word of God，
就是他对着神的话的信靠。
You see every time in chapter 14 verse 6 through 12， it always say and the Lord said and the Lord said and the Lord said。
在第十四章的第六到十二节，一次一次的重复，就是说主这么说，神这么说。
You know, it's not easy to go through that experience.
经历这样的事其实不是很容易。
From the crossing of the Red Sea up to that day,
从他们跨过约旦河之后一直到那一天。
A lot of things happened among the children of Israel.
在以色列民中发生很多事情。
You know, the Korah and company rebelled against Moses.
在那里有可拉党，他们一起来反抗摩西。
And they are not just simple group of people; they are the prince among the children of Israel, or the leaders.
不是一般简单的人，他们都是族长，都是他们中间的带领的人。
To such an extent, it will shake your faith if you are in the midst of them.
如果你在当天在他们中间，你的信心都要被摇动。
And another case is against when Aaron and Miriam rebel against the Lord.
还有一次，亚伦跟米利暗他们也来起来反抗摩西。
Now, as Caleb, what will you do?
作为加勒他当时怎么样呢
But you know what? Caleb has confidence in the word of the Lord.
不管怎么样加勒对着神的话有信心
His faith never changed.
他的信心从来没改变
His faith is not based upon the outward environment.
他的信心不靠着外面的环境
It's not depends upon what he believes.
也不根据他所信的内容
Rather, his confidence is based upon the word of God.
而且或者说他的信心其实是信靠在神的话上。
Yes, because what God said, He will do.
因为神说什么，他就去做。
Yes, indeed, they're about to go into that land.
没错，他们就要进入那美地。
They saw the sons of Anak.
他们已经看到。
Try to compare. Can you overcome them?
看到亚拿族，他们看到的时候，心里面有没有信心可以胜过他们
？Naturally, we cannot overcome them.
我们靠着天然能不能胜过亚拿族
But Caleb has one thing in his mind.
但是加勒心里面只有一个心意
He had confidence in what God said.
他信心是在神所说的事情
上 Because God said, every place that you stand, you tread upon, shall be your inheritance and your seed forever.
因为神已经说过你脚所踏之地要归给你和你的子孙永远为业
45 years had passed.
已经45年过去了
Nothing happened, he still believed on that word and God is going to fulfill it.
不管什么发生，他在那一天还在相信神的话，一定要成就。
You know, we should believe in the word of God.
知道吗？我们也需要这样来信靠神的话。
We should not depend on our emotion.
我们不能靠着自己的情感。
A lot of times, when things are so good, we are so happy. Oh, God loves me.
当我们在顺境的时候，我们心里高兴的时候，说：“神啊，你真爱我。
”And something happened. Oh, do God loves me?
当一些事情发生，马上我们就说：“神真的爱我吗？”
Let me tell you a story of a famous scientist.
让我告诉你一个很有名的科学家的故事。
This scientist is very famous for his advancement discovery in the field of science and medicine.
这个人他非常的有名，因为他在他的领域，就是医疗领域，非常的精英。
Then he retired from his work, and they had a great celebration.
然后
all his achievement.
然后他退休之后，这些人就给他一个极大的庆祝他的退休，因为他成就了很大的事。
And one of the media tried to interview him, saying, "What is your, sir? What is your greatest discovery?"
然后这些媒体来采访他的时候就说：“先生，你最大的发明是什么
？”And they are expecting some equation or formula, you know.
他们希望听到的是一个公式。
But you know what this famous scientist said?
那你知道这个最很有名的科学家怎么讲吗
？He said, "My greatest discovery is." Jesus loves me, this I know.
他说我最大的发现就是耶稣爱我，我知道。
For the Bible tells me so.
因着圣经这么告诉我。
Brothers and sisters, we need to put our faith in the Word of God.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要把我们的信心放在神的话语里面。
As I said a while ago, people change, situations change, but God never changes. His Word never changes. It's as solid as a rock.
就像刚才我所讲到的，人会改变，事物会改变，但是神永远不改变，他的话语不改变，他就是那磐石。
Because of Caleb's confidence in the word of God, it brings forth Caleb's courage.
因着加勒他的信心，所以就带来第三点，就是他的勇气。
His courage against what? Number one, grasshopper mentality.
第一个，他带着勇气来应付的就是那个。蚱蜢一样的心态。
Remember in Deuteronomy?
记得在申命记吗
When the Lord, when Moses sent the 12 spies into the land.
当摩西派遣了十二个探子进到迦南地。
And they came back and said, oh, the land is indeed a good land, flowing with milk and honey, no problem.
他们都说这是个美地，真是流奶与蜜之地。
But 10 of them said, we cannot go and possess the land because they are the sons of Anak.
但是十个人却说我们不能进去得那地为业因为他们那里有亚拿族的后代
even before the battle started said we can't make it
虽然圣经这么讲到但是我们不可能成就
this is what we call grasshopper mentality
这就是我们所说那个蚱蜢的心态
no I'm not asking that we ask the Lord to have you give me some problems so I can overcome no I'm not saying that
我没有说神求神赐给我们一些问题一些难处我们可以胜过
but we should know one thing
但我们需要知道一件事情
we need to overcome this so-called grasshopper mentality
但我们需要胜过这个蚱蜢的心态。
And even before the battle starts, we already says we already surrender. That's not right.
如果这个征战还没开始打，我们就已经在那儿投降了，这是不对的。
We are a victorious army.
因为我们是得胜的军队。
Because Christ is the captain of salvation.
因为基督是我们救恩的元帅。
How can we cry defeat even before the battle starts?
为什么还没有打仗，我们已经在那里哭泣，说我们失败了
？Secondly, we need to overcome the giants, the sons of Anak.
第二，我们要胜过这些巨人，就是亚拿族的人。
You know, a lot of times we are a pessimist instead of an optimist.
有的时候我们真的是消极，但是我们却要积极。
You know what is a pessimist?
消极到底是什么意思？
It's a person who finds difficulty in every opportunity.
就是在祷告的时候，每一个机会我们都来寻找难处。
Yeah.
Okay. 都来找到难处。
And what is an optimist?
那这个乐观是什么意思呢？
Finding opportunity in every difficulty.
是在每一个难处里面都找到机会。
I don't mean to say we are trying to guess or, you know, just a brush over problem. No.
我并不是说我们完全无视这些难处。
There is difficulty.
没错，难处在那里。
But how do you approach this difficulty?
但你怎么样来对付这些难处？
You know, one time there's a shoe company who sent a shoe salesman into Africa.
有一次有一个鞋厂
sent a shoe salesman into Africa.
派一个供销员到非洲去推销他们的鞋。
After 1 week, he sent a telegram, "Get me out of here for people who doesn't wear shoes."
然后他就发了个电报，就说：“让我回家吧，因为这些人都不穿鞋。”
Then they sent another shoe salesman.
然后他们又派了一个人来。
After 1 week, they make another telegram.
然后他也发了个电报。
Give me all the shoes.
把所有的鞋都给我。
He start to teach the Africans how to wear shoes.
因为他在那里教这些非洲的人怎么穿鞋。
Brother and sister, there is giants before us.
弟兄姐妹们，在我们面前有许多的巨人。
But if God is before us, who can be against us?
但是神帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
I said we need to memorize this verse. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
所以我们要记得这句话，在我们里面的比在世界上的还要大。
And what are the giants? What are the sons of Anak?
那这些亚拿族的后代到底是什么呢？
You know, there are three names in Deuteronomy that talk about the sons of Anak.
在生命记里面讲到三个名字是亚拿族的后代。
Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai.
有士筛，有亚西曼，还有达买。
These are the sons of Anak.
这就是亚拿族的他们的后裔。
You know, the word of God is so interesting. Every word has a meaning.
神的话多么的有意思，因为每一个名字都有它的那个寓意。
Sheshai means who I am.
士筛是讲到我是谁。
Ahiman means what I am.
亚西曼是说我是什么。
Talmai means what I can do.
达买是说我能做什么。
In other words, ego, pride, and self-reliant.
或者说就是自尊。就是自信。
In other words, these three things are the main giants that we need to overcome first.
或者说这三件事就是我们需要来征服的三件事。
A lot of times we feel like the giants is just outside of us.
有的时候我们觉得巨人是在我们外面。
Oh, the boss is so mean.
或者这个老板真的是这么卑鄙。
Oh, the children are so disobedient.
这些孩子这么不听话。
Yes, these are giants, I know.
没错，这些确实是巨人。
But we need to overcome first the giants that is in us.
但是我们需要征服的首先是里面的巨人。
You know, in our old man, we pay so much attention on who I am, what I am, and what I can do.
在我们这个老我里面，我们就注重在我是谁，我是什么，或者我能做的，我能达到的。
Today we pay attention on who he is, what he can do for us. Amen.
今天我们需要。
Give me an amen.
Amen.
If we overcome that, I tell you, God opened up a highway for us to experience victory.
我们需要来注目他是谁，他能做什么。如果我们这样的话，就是在一条大路上面。
You know, a lot of time it is our ego, it is our pride, it is our self-reliance that causes us, that prevents us from experiencing victory.
有的时候就是我们的自信，我们的骄傲，还有我们这些自我的依靠，来阻挡我们到神那里。
If you try to observe the problems in the church today,
如果今天我们来观察在教会里的所有问题
，really it's not really big problems.
外面都不是大的问题。
It's a problem where people pay so much attention to who I am, what I am, what I can do.
是因为人把所有的注意力都放在我是谁，我是什么，我能做到的。
Today we need to change our concept.
今天我们要把概念转换过来。
Focus our priority.
把我们的目标放在优先的事上。
Instead of who I am, Lord, who are you?
不是说我是谁，是说主是谁。
Reveal yourself to me.
把你自己启示给我。
Instead of what I am,
不是我是谁。
What, Lord, what can you do for me?
而是说主，你能成就什么。
Instead of what I can do,
不是说我能做什么。
Lord, I have confidence not in myself, but in you and you alone.
我的信心不在我里面，是在你，唯在你身上。
This is the courage of Caleb.
这就是加勒他的这个壮胆，他的勇气。
Overcoming grasshopper mentality, overcoming so-called the giants in the land.
他胜过了这个蚱蜢的这个心态，也胜过这个巨人的心态。
Number three.
第三。
Overcoming gray hairs.
他而且胜过他的白发。
Oh, I like this part.
我很喜欢这一段。
You know, especially to the older brothers and sisters.
尤其是对着年长的弟兄姐妹们。
It says, what Caleb said, I am now 85 years old.
因为加勒在那里说，现在我85岁了。
A lot of times when we older brother and sister, we just stop right there. I am 85 years old.
有的时候年长了之后，我们就说我已经到了，我已经85岁了。
Yet we forget there is verse 11.
但我们忘了有第十一节。
As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me, as my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war both to go out and to come in.
因为那里说我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那天一样。无论是征战是出入，我的力量那是如何，现在还是如何。
Really, I'm not qualified to encourage the older brothers and sisters.
确实，我没有这个地位可以资格来鼓励年长的弟兄姐妹们。
Your years in the Lord are so long before me.
你在主里面的年日比我长太
多。You have more experience.
你有更多的经历。
Like, in compared to me, I'm just a little potato, right?
相对来讲，我只是一个小的小土豆。
But this thing I will say.
但是这个事情我要讲的。
You are our inspiration. You are our encouragement. You are our role model.
你就是我们的激励，你就是我们的榜样。
Every time when I come here, every week,
我每一周来到这里。
When I see you week after week, month after month, year after year,
我每一年、每一个月、每一周看见你们。
Yes, indeed, there might be some physical discomfort.
没错，你们身体上有一些难处。
But when I hear you, see you praising the Lord.My heart is encouraged.
当我看到、听到你们在这里赞美神，我的心就被鼓励。
The Lord might say, "You only had a headache, and you don't want to come to the meeting anymore."
神有的时候要提醒我们，你就因为一个头痛就不来聚会吗
？But look at these older brothers and sisters.
看看这些年长的弟兄姐妹们。
They went through a lot.
他们已经经历了所有这一切。
Yet they still come here and praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful?
他们还到这里来赞美主，是不是这么的奇妙
？This we should have this kind of a courage.
这个周我们需要有这样的勇气。
You know, we need to tell these younger ones.
我们需要告诉这些年轻人。
You know, the younger people felt like, oh, the older people is really a drag, a burden.
他们觉得老人成了一个重担了。
And let me tell you, it's not a burden. It's a treasure for us to possess. It's a treasure for us to treasure.
但是我告诉你们，他是在我们中间的宝贝，是我们需要去宝贝的，多么美好的。
You know, without them being the role model, I don't know where we want to be.
如果他们不来做我们的榜样，我都不知道该去哪里。
Today we need to treasure them.
今天我们需要来宝贵他们。
You know, they are our covering.
他们就是我们的遮盖。
You know, last year I was there. I was standing here.
去年我就站在这里。
Brother Wei was sitting there.
魏弟兄就坐在那边。
He always gave me that encouragement.
他每一次都给我一个鼓励。
This year, one year has passed.
现在一年过去。
He's already in glory.
他已经在主里面。
I can say I really miss him.
我可以说我真的想念他。
The brothers and sisters, the older brothers, is really our treasure to possess.
弟兄姐妹们，这些年长的弟兄姐妹是我们宝贵的产业。
We need to love them, encourage, and you know, get an example from them.
我们需要来爱他们，让他们成为我们的榜样。
And the older brothers and sisters, don't say we are just the cloud of witnesses.
年长弟兄姐妹们，不要只是说我们就是那如云彩一样的见证人。
That's a wrong interpretation.
那个不是一个对的解释。
When you are a cloud of witnesses, it means to say you are already in glory. You are not yet in glory.
如果你是成为云彩的见证人，你已经离世与主同在了。
You are still running the race before us.
你现在还在跑这条当
中。And we are running behind you.
我们只是在你后面跟着你。
You are our example.
你是我们的榜样。
Finish the race.
来。跑进你当跑的路
，then we get the goal.
然后我们就可以得到冠冕。
Now after Caleb's character, which he wholly followed the Lord.
我们看到加勒他的性情，第一个专心跟从神。
We have his confidence in the word of God.
我们看到他在神的话上面的把握。
We see Caleb's courage to go against grasshopper mentality, against giants, against gray hairs.
我们也看到他对着这个蚱蜢的心态，对着巨人亚拿族，对着白发的勇气。
We come to the last one.
现在我们到最后的一点
，Caleb's conquest，
就是他的征服。
Give me this mountain, for it belongs to me.
把这山地给我，因为它是我的。
Give me Hebron，
给我希伯伦。
This is what I want，
这是我所要的。
You know what Hebron means in Hebrew? It means alliance or oneness.
在希伯伦这个词在希伯来文里面就是交通的意思。
Fellowship or oneness。
就是合一，就是在一里面是指交通。
You know the desire of Caleb.
对着加勒来讲，他的心愿。
After all the battles went through.
当所有的征战完成之后。
Is to have that complete fellowship with God.
是有那个完全的交通
在主里面。And not only part of the mountain, but the whole mountain. Give me this mountain, for it belongs to me.
不光是这山的一部分，是整座山，把这山地给我，因为它是我的。
They want what he wants in his heart is that full fellowship with God, oneness with God.
他所要的是与神完全的交通，是与神完全为合一。
Brothers and sisters, isn't this also our goal today?
弟兄姐妹们，这是不是也是我们的目的？
Or what is more precious than having in oneness with God, in fellowship with Him?
当我们与主在一里面与他有宝贵的交通，有什么比这更好的呢？
That's why the Lord loves King David.
所以神这么喜爱大卫王。
He said, "This man is a man after my own heart."
他说这个人是合我心意的人。
Because this is what he said.
因为这是这个人所说的。
There is one thing that I desire the Lord, and I will seek after.
他说我只有一个心意，我全心全意要住要寻求他。
That I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
我要一生一世住在神的殿里面。
To what? To behold.The beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple.
来瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
This signifies he just wants the fellowship with God.
或者说，这里面讲到他就要与神来交通。
I will even say this person is more than Solomon.
或者我说，这个人比所罗门更大。
Solomon wants wisdom.
所罗门所要的是智慧。
King David wants the presence of God. Wouldn't that be much better?
但是大卫要的是神的同在，是不是更美好？
Today, as we go to year 2014,
今天当我们要进入2014年的时候，
May this also have this prayer.
愿我们里面都有这样的祷告。
Lord, give me this mountain, for it belongs to me.
神啊，把这山地给我，因为它是我的。
Give me that desire to have full fellowship with you.
给我心里面一个渴慕，我要与他有完全的交通。
That this fellowship is so sweet, you and me are just cannot inseparable.
这个交通是如此的甜蜜，我跟你是不能被分开
的。I'm in you, you are in me.
我在你里面，你在我里面。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神真是对我们有怜悯。
Okay, let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your speaking this morning.
主啊，我们感谢你对着我们所说的话。
Lord, we admit the fact that we don't have enough words to speak on your word.
主啊，我们承认我们的话语多么的贫乏，不能把你的话语讲清楚。
Lord, we pray that through the Spirit of Life.Continue to reveal yourself to us.
让我们祷告，在这个生命里面，你继续的来启示我们。
That we might see you and see you in your word.
所以我们可以看见你在你的话语里面遇见你。
Lord, speak to us.
主啊，对着我们讲话。
Lord, for the year 2013, we thank you.
为着2013年，我们感谢你。
We see your grace and your mercy.
我们看到你的恩典，看到你的怜悯。
As we enter into year 2014,
当我们进入2014年的时候
，We want to say, Lord, we don't want to just remain in our condition.
我们说我们不愿意在原地打转。
We want to have more spiritual growth in you.
我们愿意有更多属灵的增长。
We want to have more fellowship with you.
我们愿意与你有更深的交通。
Give us a heart to prepare for your coming.
给我们一个心意来预备你的再来。
We will say, Lord, come, Lord Jesus.
所以我们心里可以说，主啊，我愿你来。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.